Next week, or this coming week, in other words, 2FM, gearing up for the Cannonball Run. It's the largest organised road trip in Europe. Here I am talking about something just like cruising earlier on that I don't really know nothing about. But luckily we have an expert here in front of me. Brian, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good indeed. Basically, it's kicking off at the Point Village on Friday the 12th, that is, and 2FM is going to be broadcasting live from 9am until 2pm. That's Friday next, in other words. There's going to be 160 cars at the Point Village. That's in Dublin, there beside the 3 Arena. And from the Aston Martins to Lamborghinis to Porsches, and a bit of a spectacle if you're a petrol head or a car hound or whatever the phrase is. So in advance of all of that, we thought that we'd look at some of the supercars that have featured in movies over the years, and joining me is, you know, what a fantastic connection. Brian, petrol head person, are you?
Yeah, I suppose it would be, yeah.
Thank God there's one of us here at least.
No, you're not at all, no?
You know this thing of like you know when you're in a car, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd much rather be driving than be a passenger.
Yeah,
that's
a fair point.
As
yeah.
I can go, really.
Yeah.
I like driving. Do I have any interest in cars and know anything about them?
No.
Know how to sort of open the bonnet?
No, I wouldn't either now. No, God, no. I wouldn't. Like, I mean, I like cars in the fact that I like the design of them, but I don't know anything about the underneath of bonnet.
Oh, do you not?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's... Oh,
but, like, I mean, you know, some of the best motoring journalists rarely... like. Jeremy Clarkson doesn't know a thing about engines. Yes, here he is, you know, on Top Gear and all the rest.
All right, so I don't feel so bad.
No, no, okay, not at all. No.
All right, now let's take a look at this here. Like, what are we looking at here in terms of movies and cars? What's the number one?
Well, I suppose the number one for me, I suppose, would be the very famous, the DeLorean.
That's ridiculous. That's not number one.
Well, it would be for me.
The Aston Martin from James Bond.
Well, we'll start, okay, right, we'll start with the Aston Martin, so then we'll go with that then, because it was going to, we're going to start with my own favourite, but all right. Yeah, I suppose, yeah, when you think of James Bond, you know, you think of like Savile Row suits and the vodka martinis and, you know, like the car and the character, I suppose, they do go hand in hand, and it's been a centrepiece in each film, you know, that it's appeared in.
Yeah, there was an invisible car in
Die Another Day. That was right, yeah. That was the...
That was a great car.
That was the DBS V12, yeah. That was from Die Another Day, which was just...
And didn't the Aston Martin come up in the recent one?
It did, that's right, yeah. It made a little bit of a cameo in Casino Royale. That was the Aston Martin DB5. And that first appeared in 1964 in Goldfinger, of all things.
Yeah.
And that, of course, had the famous ejector seat, and it had the machine guns that came out.
What do you call it at the very back?
Hold on.
They were the guns.
Yeah.
They had the yokes that went down to the wheel.
The caltrips.
Wheel. Oh, sorry.
That's what they're called, yeah.
But they
caltrips.
Also had a, what do you call a thing that stops bullets hitting you? Bulletproof, but a yoke on the back.
Yeah, a little thing popped up.
I remember
that.
Be shot by bullets. But the ridiculous thing about it all was, really stupid, that, like, you know, Q or whatever you call him, always shows him all these things, the gadgets, and he always gets into a position where he has to use the gadgets. Now, as if.
You get
an ejector seat, and suddenly there's a guy sitting in the seat holding a gun on him,
and
he
just pushes the button.
The gear, he pushes the gear,
Oh no, completely. Like, I mean, it's absolutely incredulous. But I mean, I suppose that's half the fun of James Bond, isn't it?
Aston Martin DB5.
The Aston Martin DB5. Yeah, and then we will move on to. Well, I suppose we're talking.
Let's go to your favorite, the DeLorean.
Well, yeah, the DeLorean. Yeah, I mean, it was originally intended. If you, I don't know if you noticed or not, but it was originally intended that it was going to be a nuclear powered fridge.
In Back to the Future.
Yeah, apparently the idea was that the kids would climb into the fridge and then close it over, and then poof, they'd be back back in the past. But apparently the director, Robert Zemeckis, didn't like that idea because he thought that the kids would basically be copying it, so it had to be swapped out for a DeLorean. Of course, the reason, you know what DeLorean looks like, with the gull wings and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
It was basically, they only picked that because they wanted to make a joke about it looking like a flying saucer. And of course, as we all know, the DeLorean was just a complete lemon, and, you know, John DeLorean himself, he even lost everything on there.
I remember the whole John DeLorean thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean it was a complete lemon? Was it no good?
Oh, it was terrible, yeah. It was terrible. Right. Sure, when he went to the... I remember, I do know this, it was a story that he went to the... When he went to the Detroit Motor Show for the, you know, for the big expo for cars and stuff like that, he actually got locked into the car.
Did he?
Yeah, but he went on the main podium thing, and he pulled down the gull wing.
That's very Spinal Tap.
That's exactly just a complete Spinal Tap moment. Yeah, little Stonehenge.
That's very bad. In fact, it's you too with the lemon, when the lemon wouldn't open.
That was right, that was another one.
That's not very good. So are there any DeLoreans around these days?
Not that I know of. I mean, there was only 9,000 ever made. I know that guy Patrick Keelty, presenter guy, he bought one, all right, yeah. Right. But in the end, I mean, even in the film, the engine sounds were actually replaced by a V8 because the car apparently just gave tremendous trouble throughout. They even had to, you know, because they have all the flux capacitor and all the rest on the back, the thing kept cutting out under the weight of the props. So it was just a complete lemon.
I see. Okay, give us another one then.
The Ford.
By the way, a lot of these cars, but a lot of these cars we're talking about today, we will be seeing at the Point.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, I'd imagine so. I'd imagine there definitely would be a DeLorean. Yeah. Now another one that hopefully we would see at the Cannonball Run would be the Ford Gran Torino from Starsky and Hutch. Remember the big red and white thing?
I do, but like that was only famous for jumping on the bonnet and looking cool and wearing designer clothes.
Yeah, but they were
good for driving.
It was good for. Oh no, they were great for driving. Yeah, they're big, you know, big muscle cars. You know, they were known for that. Of course, the way you used to, you know, like handbrake turn around corners as well, and yet, you know, still looking completely effortless while you did a Paul Michael Glaser.
Are we talking about Paul Michael Glaser and David Soul? Are we talking about Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson?
Well, they were the exact same cars. I mean, there was no difference between them. But yeah, Paul Michael Glaser actually famously, he hated the Gran Torino. He thought that it was completely ridiculous because Starsky and Hutch, they were meant to be undercover cops, they were plainclothes. Oh, yeah. And he thought that the idea of these cops driving around in this big huge striped tomato was just ridiculous and that nobody would believe.
Sure. In the movie, my kids used to love that line. Like we used to say, open the boot, pop the trunk.
Yeah, pop the trunk, yeah, and then you got to get in. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, no, it was. The Ford Gran Torino was known for being a big V8 muscle car and I always liked them. I always liked the look of it. And I always wanted to, you know, throw the red light over the car, you know, when you get into the chase and they pop the thing on
Clint
top.
Clint Eastwood recently and the movie called Gran Torino.
The movie Gran Torino.
Next door neighbour trying to steal his car.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah, then that one, that was a later model of the Gran Torino. And again, Clint Eastwood, and that he actually worked for Ford in the film. And, the car, it was all about, you know, taking pride in something you own, yeah, and all the rest of it. And it was a great film. It was one of my favourite Clint Eastwood films as well. But I mean, of course, the thing was called Gran Torino, but sure, as we know, the car only featured in one scene and that was it, right at the end.
Yeah, so. And it was in the garage. What about the can I mention the end of the movie when he put his hand in his pocket?
Yeah, he put his hand in and then it was a lighter.
Yeah,
it was a great scene. Oh, yeah, it was a brilliant film.
Fair enough,
brilliant film. Yeah. Did you not like it?
I thought it was overpraised. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're talking cars here.
I know you're not a big Clint Eastwood fan, are you?
I would be. Yeah.
Would you? Yeah.
Clint's the man. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, go on. Tell me more.
Speaking of the man,
are we talking about cars here in movies? That basically a car is Hollywood's greatest sidekick.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's just like we were talking about the Aston Martin and James Bond, we're talking about Starsky and Hutch, you talk about Back to the Future. I mean, it is literally just another character, yeah, in the film. You know, you look at, like, again, look at Back to the Future, the DeLorean is in all the promotional material, you look at the posters, it's the first thing you see.
Right, yeah.
Another, we're talking about the man and all the rest of it, Steve McQueen in Bullet, the Ford Mustang, that great car, one of my favourite films.
Now there was something about that, because when he started doing what he does with that and hitting the brake and going fast, the noise off that thing was fantastic.
Oh, it was massive.
And the two guys in the other car who never say a word.
No, that's it. It was all like
and
that.
They never will again.
They never will again. And actually, believe it or not, the guy that was driving the other car, the Dodge Charger, he was a very famous stunt driver. I forget his name now, but he was the stunt driver for Gene Hackman in French Connection.
French Connection, really?
Yeah, he was the stunt driver for that. Yeah, I forget his name.
Well, I'm going to sneeze. Go on, keep talking.
The Ford. Bless you.
Sorry. Okay.
The Ford Mustang GTO Fastback. Steve McQueen did all his own driving in Bullet, and you know Steve McQueen, as we know, was a very famous stunt driver as well. But the scene where the two of them—it's the Ford Mustang in green and the Dodge Charger in black—brilliant scene, and set in San Francisco and all the rest of it. Big huge V8 car and driven 100 miles an hour through the streets of San Francisco. Apparently, they didn't block off any of the streets. They didn't block off one street. They literally just did
so
it.
So extras in a movie unwittingly.
Unwittingly, yeah. Now, there's like, it was done at Sunday morning, something like 6 o'clock in the morning, but it's still these cars driving around. I mean, anybody could have just jumped out in front of it and there would have been all sorts. But great film,
but,
and
there's
great
a bunch
car.
Here at 51552. There's a DeLorean in Sligo Town. It passes my workplace some mornings. That's from Walter Plinge.
There you go.
Iconic cars from TV, the Pontiac Aztec from Breaking Bad. Oh,
that's
of course. You can't give away too much about that, though.
You can't.
If you haven't seen Total Breaking Bad.
But there is there's a great theory about that, that Grand Aztec, and fans of the series will know.
It's got a good boot.
that apparently it was a metaphor for Walter White's soul. Because at the very end, I know I might be giving this away, but putting her hands in her ear.
I tell you why, you better not, because there's too many people who still haven't
seen it. Yeah,
when a certain amount of time passes, you're going to give away the end of anything.
But it's been out for for 6 months. It's been out for six months.
The Wizard of Oz. You can give away the ending of that.
All right, we'll move it on. The Pontiac Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, see, Smokey and the Bandit, I never really saw that, but anytime I tuned in on TV, they were always...
Oh yeah, it was great, yeah.
Really, was it?
Burt Reynolds in the 70s with the mustache.
Oh, Smokey and the Bandit, the movie. Oh yeah, so what am I thinking of? What's that programme on TV in the afternoon that was always on the Saturday?
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. I have me, yeah. I have me notes right here. That was the Dodge Charger, yeah, and it was that was Bo Duke and driving around Hazzard County. And actually, speaking of Burt Reynolds was in the remake of it. And great, you know, again, it was one of these really cheesy TV series. You know, we had the great theme tune from Waylon Jennings, and he did the narration of it as well. There was a 2005 update of it that had Johnny Knoxville and Sean William Scott and Jessica Simpson, and she was cleaning the car in the music video and all the rest of it. But yeah, great. I cheesy TV, you know, you can't beat it. Like really? Starsky and Hutch. Yeah, really?
I've never seen it.
There we go.
I've seen, like, when I'm flicking channels, you see these Egypt sun cars. You go, where's the sport? Don't forget Mini Coopers and the Italian Job.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
obviously
one.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Mini Cooper. Yeah, that was Michael Caine in 1969. And apparently, it was. This is a bit of interest, and I thought, apparently, Fiat offered them a fleet of Fiat 500s. And a fairly good whack of money to change out the Mini and replace it with a Fiat 500, but apparently it would have cost too much to, you know, reshoot all the scenes. Yeah, the Mini Cooper. My first car was actually a Mini Cooper, and I love that little thing.
Really, green. Your first car is a Mini. Have you got that little sign in the back of your car now? My first car is a Mini Cooper.
No, I haven't. No, but I had the old Monte Carlo. Remember, because it was Minis were great in the Monte Carlo rallies.
And, right. By the way, this is the Cannonball Run. This goes from A to B.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the Seas of Shining Sea is what it was originally called, the Cannonball Run. And I think the one that they're doing in Europe starts in Dublin and it finishes in Paris, I think. I'm not too sure. But the original Cannonball Run, the one that the film is based on, that was literally coast to coast. And it was a kind of a bit of a cheesy film.
Here's one of 51552. The beginning of the Italian Job is great. The Ferrari driving through the Alps and through tunnels, and Matt Monro playing over the engine noise, and then the crash.
That was it. The song was, hang on, I remember now. On Days Like This.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Matt Monro. Okay. There you go.
So you know you're something about cars. There's another one here. Oh my God, look, yes, the Dodge Charger in Vanishing Point. Yeah. Joe. Oh, that was Barry Newman.
Barry Newman,
what
that's
a
right,
cool
yeah.
Movie.
Brilliant.
He's got to get the car, he's taking all these lewds and going completely fucking.
That's it, so, yeah. The white.
Sorry, did I say that?
Your grand, yeah, the white Dodge Charger from that, yeah. And that Quentin Tarantino reused that in Death Proof. I don't know if you've ever seen
that. That's one of the grindcore kind of movies.
Yeah, the Grindhouse films, yeah. And he did it when he was filming that. People used to see that white Dodge Charger driving around, and people thought that he was doing a remake of Vanishing Point. Vanishing Point is brilliant. I love that film. Did you know there was a TV remake of that as well?
I think I probably did.
Viggo Mortensen was in it. Yeah, he played the driver guy in it, yeah. Great film.
The driver, Barry Newman.
I was brilliant, yeah.
He said so little and just got there on time, you know.
Yeah.
And then he meets the girl in the desert who wasn't wearing any clothes.
That was right. She was driving always. I think it was, she was driving like a little Honda 50, yeah. But the ending of that, I love the ending of that film.
Fantastic. Yeah. All the roadblocks and why not?
He just
Thelma
calls
Louise has nothing on it.
Yeah, and Thelma Louise, that
there's
was the
one. Thelma Louise.
Yeah,
so
that was
how were they driving?
They were driving a Ford Thunderbird.
Were they?
Yeah. Whoa. Big huge Ford Thunderbird, yeah.
God, I thought I might get you there.
No.
I didn't realise it was there. What about Wayne's World? Do you remember in the back of
the AMC Pacer? That's what
Holy
that was.
God, the car is called an AMC Pacer, isn't
it? That's it, yeah. The little the Gremlin, I think it was called. Yeah, that was right.
And then at the end, Rhapsody.
Yeah, and then at the Wayne's World 2, Aerosmith turned up in this limousine version of the AMC Pacer. There you are.
Really? That's amazing. Okay, I wonder, can I get you on anything else? I
mean,
what
else
was there? I've no idea. I mean, the A-Team, they drove a truck, did they?
The A-Team, yeah. They drove a Dodge. No, it wasn't a Hiace. No. It was a Dodge Ram. It was a V6 Dodge Ram, and it had a little spoiler on the back as well. And then, of course, we all know that Babe Baracus was really, he was the driver of it, and he loved it. I loved Snickers. He loved Snickers as well, yeah, that was his big thing. But he drove, I always hated that, he drove a tank in the ad for that. He could have turned in the van, but I suppose they would have had to pay for that as well.
Was that movie Gone in 60 Seconds? So we're talking movies and cars here, and we're just going anywhere here.
Yeah, of course.
Gone in 60 Seconds, did you ever see that one?
Yeah, that was the...
Terrible movie.
That was terrible, yeah, but it was a great car in it. That was the Ford Shelby Mustang GT500, and it was called Eleanor in it.
Do you just know this stuff?
No, well, like, I like cars and I like films, so there we go, the two mesh.
A Shelby Mustang.
A Shelby Mustang, yeah. Shelby GT500. And they were really, really famous.
Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, well, it was terrible. It was terrible film.
Awful film, yeah.
Terrible film.
All right, okay. By the way, you know the Fast and Furious ones, Guilty Your Honor? I like some of those. That last one, number six, was fantastic.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
In terms of, like, the minute Vin Diesel opens his mouth, you just keep laughing because it's so stupid. But the like, as cinema, as movie, and as what people can do now with things, God, there's some great stuff.
I know, they were fantastic. But it's actually interesting. Walker. It's interesting you mentioned the last one as well, because basically in the last two films they've completely abandoned the whole street racing thing that actually got it to where it is.
Got to be joking. Hold on, what about the one along the highway and your man with the tank and he goes to all the baddie and
They're putting car stunts into it. Yeah, it was great. They're putting car stunts into it and all the rest of it. And they had, I think in that one they had, it was an old Ford Escort, the ones they used to rally back in the 70s.
I mean, I don't know how many movies I've seen where I said, God, I wish we had a car chase now. Like Pride and Prejudice, where's the car chase?
Well, you know, they could have a horseback ride chase, you know, that can happen. You know, Mr. Darcy could.
What about the Batman cars? Is that real?
That was not real. No, the one from the 1989 one, of course. The one from the 1989 one, that was built custom, man. I think that was built on something like, it was a Lincoln Chevy body. But the one from the 60s, the one with Adam West, that was a concept car. That was called a Lincoln Futura 1969 concept. And they bought it off Lincoln when they were trying to flog it at one of their trade shows. And the producer of the Batman TV series walked by it. He says, "Grand, I'll buy it off you." Yeah. And then he took it home and he painted all the decals in it. And he had to like put the little thing that made the fire come out of it. Remember when he took off and the fire popped out of it? Yeah. He had to fit that all himself. So there you go.
That was just the propulsion for us sitting in the seats, making it look like that must be impressive.
Oh, yeah. And they had the little light as well. Do you remember that as well? They had the little siren on it.
Oh, here we go here now. Here we go. Carl, I wonder who it would Carl be. I think I might even know. Anyway, Carl, come on. Lads, you're getting the makes. I'm getting the makes and models of all the cars wrong.
I don't know
one from the other. The van in the 18 was a GMC, not a Dodge Ram.
I thought it was a Dodge Ram. Okay, I accept that, yeah.
And the Dodge and Vanish point was a Challenger.
Challenger, correct. Yeah, okay. That's right.
Pedantic. No, you're not sorry for being pedantic. You mean it.
No, they're right. It was a Challenger. It was a Dodge Challenger.
How are you, Carl? How are you doing? Anyway, what was the Jeep what was the Jeep that the Fall guy drove?
Oh, that was a Ford Bronco,
Carl,
I think.
Text in, Carl.
Carl might know. Yeah, it was a Ford Bronco, I think, if I remember. That was a Ford Bronco, I think.
Really? By the way, there's one here. What about the three-wheeled car in Mr. Bean?
That was the Robert Reliant.
The Robin Reliant.
No, Robert Reliant.
The Robert Reliant. Really?
Yeah, and that was Trotter Enterprises. Yeah, wasn't that a?
I don't know. Don't look at me.
Did you ever watch Only Fools and Horses?
No, I've never seen it in my life. No,
you've never seen Only Fools and Horses.
This has come up in the program before. Actually, you wouldn't believe what I haven't seen.
Of We the Same Pet, any of the
No, you see all these 80 things. You've got to understand, I was down here every single night from 7 to midnight or whatever it was. Going out to games. I didn't see any television.
You didn't see anything. So like the 80s TV just never happened for you.
Our 70s, nothing. No, I never watched it. But anyway, I made up for it now. I missed a box set. Anyway, let's take a look at this thing here. You have to mention Barakas.
Mr. T.
Oh, sorry, yeah, black Chevy van. I've never seen that either, so I wouldn't know. How about the three-wheeled car, Mr. Venus said that? Oh, yeah. There will be a DeLorean at the Cannonball next weekend.
There you go.
The two lads driving will be dressed up.
Oh, cool. Is Doc Brown and Marty McFly.
Oh, I was thinking they'd be dressed up as John DeLorean.
Yeah, he can carry a briefcase.
But just watch out for the hidden camera. Michelle and Tip is from that one there. Okay, where are we with other cars? Have we any more? Okay, here's one for you. Minority Report.
That was the Lexus. That was a concept car as well. I think that was the Lexus.
It's a Lexus concept. You're right. That's all you need.
It was a Lexus concept car. Forget that. I think it was a DX9. I think it was called or something like that.
Really? Okay, how about the Talladega Nights? Ha!
That was a NASCAR.
A what? Oh, a NASCAR.
Ones. Right. I don't know. I wouldn't know the reg of that now. You have me there.
I wasn't asking you for the reg.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what the reg. I don't know what the make of the car is.
Okay, all right. Let's get back to where we started here. The Ghostbusters, somebody's saying, yeah?
Yeah, Ghostbusters. That was a Lincoln Lavelle. It was a hearse. Anyway, I remember that. And no, it wasn't a hearse, it was an ambulance. Wasn't that
I don't know.
It was an ambulance, yeah, it was an ambulance. And then they converted it into the proton pack thing and it'd slide out the back of it. That was Ghostbusters, yeah.
All right, okay. Hold on, there's a bunch more here that people are asking, and you better know. What about the milk truck and Father Ted?
The milk truck and Father Ted.
Say a mass.
And that was the little milk float, yeah, I remember those. Yeah, Speed 3, I think that episode was called.
Yeah, that was fantastic, yeah. I want to go home. Driving Miss Daisy?
Oh, not a clue.
No.
I, although, oh, I,
What did the Saint drive?
The Saint drove. Hang on, I know this. The Saint drove. Oh, I know this.
It was an E-Type, no?
No, I don't think it was an E-Type. I think it was a Triumph. I think he used to drive like a Triumph Stag, I think it was. It was one of the Triumph cars, anyway. I know it wasn't an Aston Martin.
Hold on, the 1,000 text here. What about Kit?
Oh, Kit, yeah, of course, yeah, a Kit car from Knight Rider.
Oh,
yeah.
Here's another one, like Knight Rider, KITT Datsun. I love this show, still would love one of these cars. That's from Maria in Athlone.
Yeah, that's okay, right. And that was a remake as well. There was a remake of that a couple of years ago. And Val Kilmer did the voice of Kit. Really? In the remake, yeah, and it was a Ford Mustang as well, and it was terrible. It only went for like two seasons.
Here's another one of 51552 Triumph TR4, brilliant car, classic.
That's
we
it.
Had great fun. What really? What?
That was the one from the Saint, the TR4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. We had great fun with Top Down in Dublin in the '60s. Fab memories. That's Monica in Mayo. Okay.
Yeah, my girlfriend's father actually used to drive an old yellow Triumph Stag. That was a soft top as well. They were great little cars.
The best car films besides Rush, which was excellent, was all the Love Bug and Herbie films. Brilliant. By the way, Rush is one of the best films of last year.
Did you like that? Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. It's pulp. It's good.
James Hunt and Niki Lauda.
I thought it was great. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And the Love Bug and Herbie films, obviously. What are those kind of cars?
That was a Volkswagen.
But they're Disney Volkswagens.
Yeah, the Disney Volkswagens. Yeah, and then of course there was that. You know that whole kind of urban myth about the Herbie.
I don't.
Don't they say that Walt Disney was a bit of a... Well, apparently he had fascist leanings. And then, of course, the Volkswagen was designed by Hitler. So they say that Herbie was the crossover point. But I
see.
Fair enough.
The Saints drove a white Jaguar XJS. That's from Andy and Bray.
I thought it was a Triumph. But yeah, if it was an XJS, he's probably right. Yeah,
here's another one. The Saints drove a Volvo P18005. Or is that an S? Oh, it's a 5. No, it's an S. And the Trotters drive a Reliant supervan.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah, Robert Reliant. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
God, okay, fair.
Here
enough.
We go.
I'm not going. Oh, here's another one. The Blues Brothers. The car chase scene was shot in a disused shopping mall, but all the cars in the car park were brand new and provided by local garages. That's from Kieran.
That's correct. Yeah, and that was the Lincoln DeMonaco police car that they used. And in that scene when they were driving through it was actually John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd driving it, but every other person in that scene was a stunt person, so they didn't know where they were going to drive, so they literally just had to dive out of the way, and it wasn't scripted at all.
Oh, really?
And that was the same shopping mall that was used in Dawn of the Dead, that George Romero film from
these
the
are
80s.
Things we need to know.
These are things
absolutely,
that are just
Brian.
Stored up here and
good
like
man.
Yeah, there you go.
The Professionals had Ford Capris, it says here.
That's correct. Yeah, okay. And then there were Zed cars as well, that from the 70s as well. That was where they had the Datsun Zeds.
Okay,
yeah.
51552. Mother of jeepers. How many cars are there in the world? Two different types. 60s series, The Prisoner, Lotus 7. That's from Lee.
That was right. That was Patrick Doohan, who was in Braveheart as well. He had that great yellow thing. Yeah, that was a great car, yeah.
Really? That's from Lee in KK. If that means Kilkenny, I know what you'll be doing at 3:30 this afternoon. The original Saint drove a Volvo P18. How many cars did he drive?
I thought he had a few, but I was nearly full sure that he drove a Triumph.
There's a bunch of them saying a Volvo 1800.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it was Volvo 1800.
A white yoke, as one of them says. That's the kind of thing I'd say.
Well, it was black and white, so you don't know what colour it was.
Yeah, right. Okay, fair enough. No, he had a white thing. I don't know, whatever it was. Who knows?
Yeah, that was Roger Moore, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, give me some more cars.
Before we got into that, yeah, the Pontiac Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit in 1977. Burt Reynolds driving around the country and, trying to... You know, eastbound and down. He was off trucking.
Here's one. Could you tell me what the main car is in A Bronx Tale?
Oh, God.
No, you couldn't. No. It's a Cadillac DeVille convertible. Bet you didn't know that.
Didn't know that one. Now, you have me there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You have me there. I know that was Robert De Niro directed that. That's all
right.
I know.
That's right. It was his only directing movie, I think.
No,
he didn't. He did one other one. He did a political one, which is very boring.
The Good Shepherd.
That's right. With, what do you call it, Matt Damon?
Yeah. I always thought it was all right. Yeah. Bit long, though.
Yeah.
Like 3 hours.
Keep going. Kill Bill.
That was
yellow yoke.
That was called, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this now, but it was called the Pussy Wagon.
That's right, it's written all over the back.
It was written all over the back of it. And that was a Chevrolet pickup truck. I forget the make of it, but that was a Chevrolet pickup truck. They're all out there trying to catch me out, you see. They're all just texting you in there and they're trying to catch me out.
Best car chase was in Ronan. Oh my God,
correct.
The car chase in Ronan when your man has the bag tied to his hand.
Yep, that's correct.
That's
and that was the
little streets of France.
Oh, it was brilliant. That was the BMW M5 that they were driving. And when Robert De Niro was doing the chase
incredible.
And that.
Incredible.
They actually, the stunt driver for that actually was in the car with him. So when they filmed it, they actually filmed him like ducking in and out of traffic, and they gave Robert De Niro a dummy steering wheel. So if you actually go back and actually look at that film, and you see he's like leaning back, like really, really scared, it's because he was actually in the car seat when they were doing the stunts.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right, I see.
That was because, the M5.
People would go on about The Matrix, or one of those movies like with amazing car chases in it, but it's so CGI.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not, and I know that the Fast and Furious is too, but that Ronin one.
Oh, no, it was brilliant. Oh, that's honestly, for my money, I think Ronin was probably one of the best car, if not the best car chase. I mean, it'd be a close second to Bullet, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, Jean Reno, it's a great movie.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And John Frankenheimer as well, he directed that, and he did Grand Prix in 1966 with James Garner.
All right, very good. Yeah, that's right, indeed. Yeah, in Monaco or something, wasn't it?
Grand Prix in Monaco, yeah.
Now, here's one here at 51552. What did Miley drive in Glenroe?
Did he not drive? Was it a Renault?
No, it's a Massey Ferguson.
Was it Massey Ferguson? Oh, was it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sorry, the tractor. Yeah, you have. Hey. There you go. But he did not. Hang on. He had like those old Renault R7s. Remember
sure
them? He had one of them. I remember seeing that in it.
And Brian is under siege here from everybody trying to catch him out. Okay. What about the car? The ZZ Top videos. This 515.
Oh, that was. Hang on. I know the look of it. I can see it now. It was on the cover of Eliminator. The album. It was one of those old old custom cars, and I had the lighting on the back of it. I forget the name of it.
Guy pumping petrol always had the little sort of key ring.
That was right, Jen. Then he did
the little thing.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about that is, we used to put on the Larks in the Parks and the Beasts in the Streets and all that, and we put on Wilson and myself like with bands the Lark in the Park in Fairview. It was certainly in Dublin somewhere.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing of the day wasn't the bands. The biggest thing of the day wasn't St. John Ambulance. The biggest thing of the day wasn't the organisation or exits and entrances and all that. It was the fact that they were bringing over the ZZ Top car and they brought and put it up in the field in Fairview. It was fantastic. And the thing comes down the side of a truck. There's the car from the videos. From
and just
MT
people,
USA.
Everybody just.
It was like looking at the car. It was like.
And like the John Beard and any of the lads come out and jump by with a car. It was just literally just the car. Jesus, I tell you, the 80s was a simpler time, wasn't it? It
certainly was. Although then again, what's happening next weekend? The same thing. You're
well,
all going to
no, but hang on.
Cars.
Come on. Like there's one car and then there's a bunch of cars. Like, come on. Like you can't compare them. Yeah.
What was about the car? Car crash in Taffin, filmed in Wicklow Town. What car was it? Oh yeah, Taffin was Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, you shouldn't be living here anymore.
I don't remember the car.
I'm ashamed to say, and people keep telling me to watch Taffin because they say that it's like one of the worst films ever made. I have never seen Taffin.
I kind of have, I think, but I don't remember much about it. Actually. Oh, the thumbs down.
Yeah,
right,
getting the thumbs down there.
Fair
yeah.
enough. Yeah, all right, okay. The Fall Guy's truck was a GMC, not sure of the model.
There you
the
go.
Saint drove a Volvo in the Roger Moore era and a Jag XJS when Ian Ogilvy was the Saint. Carl, again, I'm not going to
good man, Carl.
Carl, the TS. Good man, Carl.
You should ring him up there. You can get him to replace me. He'd
Absolutely.
Be better at this.
John Thaw had a Cortical.
No, Cortina. That was in the Sweeney.
Cortical there. I think the...
No. That was the Sweeney you were talking about, and he had a Ford Cortina.
But he had a procedure in the hospital and he got rid of it. Anyway, but he never drove it as the Flying Squad had drivers.
That's correct, yeah. That was right, yeah. That was the Sweeney. Do you remember the Sweeney, Todd? The Flying Squad?
Yeah, I never saw it, but I know the one you mean.
You know the one, yeah. John Thaw, yeah.
Yeah, I do know that one.
And who was the other guy? The singer? He was in Bergerac.
Bergerac thing. Oh yeah.
What was his name? He was a singer. His
John
daughter.
Nettles, no, I don't know. No.
He was his daughter was in EastEnders.
Listen, go on.
I can't think of it now. But go
you
on.
You should get out more, Brian.
Yeah, I know.
All right, okay. The RS 2000 Escort was also in The Professionals, and the car chase in Ronin was the best car chase in movies. That's from Barry.
Correct.
Yeah, it was. But the whole as one whole movie with a car, Vanishing Point is really up there. You know.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But the Ronin chase is fantastic because your man also with the case. Padlock to him.
Yeah, that was Stellan Skarsgård, yeah.
Was that Stellan Skarsgård?
That was Stellan Skarsgård, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute now. He was in the movie, but I don't think he was the guy in the car. No, Stellan Skarsgård was one of the baddies he was in the gang and later on in the football
ground.
He double-crossed them at the tour when the people were being shown around the thing. No, the guy in the back of the car never said anything.
No, yeah, the guy that was...
He was the stooge.
He was the stooge, yeah, that was right. But who was driving the...
Patsy.
The Patsy, that's right. And if I remember right now, Robert De Niro was driving a Peugeot 306. No, not a 306.
He's looking at me.
06. I'm trying to remember. Now, hang on. Yeah, yeah. It was Robert De Niro was driving a Peugeot, and it was a Natasha McElhone. Am I saying that right?
Natasha McElhone.
Yeah, McElhone. Yeah, she was driving the M5. Yeah, and it was Jonathan Pryce was in the back seat.
Yeah, and he turned out to be the biggest baddie. Oops, I've given it all away.
You've given it all away.
Yeah, right.
And he had that terrible Irish accent in there.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, where are we here? Dennis Waterman, really?
Oh, Dennis Waterman, that was it. Yes, Dennis Waterman, thank you.
Shoestring Triumph Stag. Well, I don't know. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, like the Triumph Stags were really cheap. They were like these, like, yeah, they were like, you know, they were the
so
sports.
No interest in them.
Well, this was it. It was
I
the
bet
sports
you don't
car.
Know what car Winston Wolfe drove in Pulp Fiction. Oh, what was that the European equivalent. That's from.
Hang
League,
on, I know that. That was in Winston Wolfe. That was a. Oh, I know this. It was a Dodge. It was. Ooh. Hang on. Give me a second. I know it.
Your
I can see it.
For six. Your I can time
see
is
it.
Running out.
I can see it. I can
I need
see
an
it.
Answer.
Oh, it was a Dodge. It was a Dodge something. I can see it and everything. I can see the car, and I know when he
Not
pulled up.
Good enough.
And
this
he pulled
is radio.
Up. He pulled up in 9 minutes and 57 seconds, and then he got rid of the car. And it was Monster Joe's truck and tow.
I'm not giving you 9 minutes and 57 seconds, so forget it. Okay, listen. Yeah, I was wondering when Bourne would be mentioned. Great car chase at the end of the second Bourne movie. Good one in the first one too. John and Ballina, you couldn't be more right.
Correct.
Those car chases when your man finally hits the stanchion or whatever at the end of the bridge in the second, and he
goes right off.
Out, and he could go over and kill him and doesn't, and it's just oh my god! It's they're so real. Everything about those Bourne movies, they're visceral. In your face, and they're not Matrix 2.
No, not at all. That's what I actually specifically left out the Matrix in this because, CGI's.
So have I cheated then by putting in the Fast and Furious? Have I?
Well, it's all right. Like it's the heart's in the right
there's
place.
There's one here. Was a bubble car ever used in a major film? Asks Vincent.
The bubble car, like that green thing, wasn't it?
No, the bubble car was like a bubble. I mean, I think you get out the front of it, and it's just one big glass plastic thing.
Oh yeah. No,
it was about 20 miles an hour.
I don't think so, unless it was used in Thunderbirds or something like that. Remember that? Remember she had the that Lady Penelope, she had that big pink Rolls Royce thing that she used to drive around in. Did you not watch the Thunderbirds? Did you ever have a childhood, Dave?
I didn't watch anything. Noct and the Angelus, that was it for me.
That was it.
Alright, well listen, look, I think, is that enough cars or do you
know? I could keep going, I could go all day.
Okay, I'm sure there's one I haven't. Oh, what was in American Graffiti?
Ha. Oh, American Graffiti, that was I think
Ford
it was
Coupe?
In a Ford Coupe, yeah. Very and that was good. Harrison Ford that used to drive that.
Right, okay, fair enough. All right, there's nothing really else I can say. An Education, the movie with your woman from... Mrs.
I've never seen that.
Mrs. Mumford.
I never saw An Education.
It's a 58 Bristol sedan.
There you go. There you go.
All right, well, listen, look, thank you. Oh, there's another one here. Is there Pulp Fiction. Hold on a second. Now, there's loads more here. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, God. Okay, Pulp Fiction. Okay, and... Acura for the
Acura,
US.
Yes, an Acura, correct.
Sorry,
yes,
what?
An Acura. That was it. An Acura.
Really?
Yes, that was it. An Acura. Thank you.
It's not Acura.
An Acura NSX. Yeah, that was it.
Don't forget the Lotus that went underwater in one of the Bond films.
That was The Spy Who Loved Me. Yeah, that was a Lotus Esprit. Yeah, and he used to. It dived off the end of the. When he was being chased.
And he came back up on the beach and threw a fish out of his pocket.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, that was Roger Moore.
That was Roger Moore, yeah. And he was being chased by the helicopter. Remember that? And he was driving around the circle and flying off the plane.
All right, well, listen, Brian, you've been real and you've been fantastic. Brian Lloyd, it is. So thanks a million for talking to us, Brian. Remember, if you're interested in all these cars we're talking about, you won't see them all. But you have a unique opportunity to see many of them. Cars just like the ones we've talked about at the Point Village this coming Friday in Dublin, 9 a.m. Travelling to Ballina, Tullamore, Bundoran, Sligo, lots of other places over the weekend. Check out cannonball.ie for route information. And I think Ryan, and then later on, is it going to be Nicky
Byrne?
Yeah, is Nicky bringing it right through till 1 o'clock?
So,
it's about 5 hours worth of stuff. Do I have that right? Yeah, I do. Yeah, 9 until 2 p.m. Yeah, indeed. Nicky and Jenny. All right, thanks a million, Brian. Good luck.
Yeah,
and take it easy, and I'll play a break.